And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, practically all activity in Pine Ridge has been suspended for the day as all its citizens are busy filing in and out of the polling booths to cast their votes in the presidential election. As we look in on the little community today, we find that election day is nearing its close. And Lum and Abner are back in their Jot'em Down store. Abner is talking on the telephone.
Well, yeah, I reckon it is too early yet for any election returns to start coming in.
I told you that while ago, Abner.
Yeah, just thought I'd ask, Dick. Yeah, well, quick, if you hear anything, let us know, will you? Yeah, much obliged. Goodbye.
The polls over on the East Coast are closed by now, but don't forget they gotta count them votes first before they can send out any returns.
Yeah, well, I'm just anxious to find out who's winning it. For the land's sakes. Look at Cedric coming up out there, all dressed up, fit to kill.
And if he is all got out, ain't he?
Oh, now I reckon where he's heading for. There ain't no sociable in town tonight that I know of.
Oh, what a beauty day. Oh, what a beauty day.
Law me, Cedric, what's got into you anyway?
You ain't getting married, Cedric.
No, Mom, not that I know of.
Well, what are you so dressed up for then, Cedric? Must be something awful important.
Oh, well, don't you know what this day is?
Huh?
It's election day.
Well, yeah, we know that, Cedric.
And this is my first time at voting.
Oh, I know. That's right, ain't it?
That is right.
Well, bless your
heart.
You're
over 21 now, ain't you? Granny's time sure flies.
Oh,
I've always said that.
Yes, Scoots.
Well, it just seems like yesterday that you was a youngin' running around town here, coming in here for a penny's worth of candy.
Yeah, law me.
I can see you now standing there with your nose pressed up against that showcase,
yeah.
Flattened out there.
I thought Cedric had a pug nose till he's 14 year old.
You used to always have to take a cloth and wipe off that showcase every time you come in
here. Oh, stand there and lean against that candy counter all day long, trying to decide twixt a jawbreaker and a stick of licorice.
Well, I'm growing up now, though.
Yeah, you buy a whole nickel's worth now, Cedric.
And I'm going to vote. Today's my first time at it.
Yeah, we know that.
I'm a voter.
Uh-huh.
I'm a sure enough grown-up, genuine, imitation adult of a voter.
Well, that's a good thing to be, Cedric.
Yeah, I'm proud to see you taking an interest in elections and government affairs and all such as that, Cedric.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good for you, Cedric.
Well, I'm sure interested in it, I know that. Been studying up on it and everything.
Well.
Oh, I'm a voter. Ain't no two ways about it. This is just my favorite, too.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to be a voter, Cedric, well, you better get over there to the polls and do your voting. It's just might nigh closing time.
Well, don't worry. I'm going over there. I wouldn't miss that for nothing. See, it's my first time.
Yeah. Let's see now. You live over there by the Johnsons. I reckon you'd vote over at the livery stable, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I know that. Precinct number one, I think it is.
Yeah.
I found that out good. Exactly where I go.
Yeah, Doggie, you have been studying up on this, ain't you?
Oh, I'm a voter.
Yes, sir, I just can't tell you how glad I am to see this change that's come over you, Cedric. I'm proud to see you settling down and taking your place as a citizen.
Yes, sir, we're proud of you.
There ain't many young fellas your age that realizes it's their duty and obligations to get out and vote and put the right man in office.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, that's right, Cedric. You better be getting on over at the livery stable, too.
Oh, yes, Mom, I better.
I just can't understand why you ain't done been over there today, though, Cedric. You had all day long for it.
Well, it's just taken me so long to get ready. I had to find my necktie and iron my pants. That all takes time.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
And I had to shine my shoes and slick down my hair. How do I look, Mr. Abner?
You look just fine, Cedric. You look fine.
Do I look like a voter?
Yes, you do. Of course, no, you never needed to get all fancied up just to vote, Cedric. Most of the fellas just go over there in their overhauls.
Well, this is my first time, and I want to make a good impress. Whereabouts is that looking glass you used to have in here?
Oh, it's right over behind the stove. But you're just wasting time, Cedric.
Well, I want to be sure and look right. First time as a voter and all. Where'd you say the mirror? Oh, I see. Oh, my goodness.
For the land.
I scared me.
Doggy, Cedric.
Let him be, Abner. He's just feeling extra importance today. It's a big day in his life.
Yeah, but it's getting late, Lon.
Yeah, look at him posing in front of that looking glass.
Yeah, Lord me, he thinks he's somebody, don't he? How do you look, Cedric?
Oh, look pretty good, I believe.
Well?
Reckon I ought to wear a flower in my budding hole.
Oh, no, Cedric.
Like a geranium, Mama, or a sunflower or something.
Cedric, you don't need to wear no flowers just to vote.
Well, I want to look good, though.
Well, you look all right. I don't care what anybody says. Now, you get on over there.
This is my first time, you know.
Yeah, we know that, Cedric. You done told us that 1,000 or 100 times.
Yeah, you better hurry up, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
By the way, who you aiming on voting for, Cedric?
Well, I don't know yet.
Don't know?
No, Mom.
Well, I thought you said you'd been studying on this all day long.
Well, I have, but I can't tell who I'm going to vote for yet.
Oh.
I got to get over there and look at the ballot first and see who's running.
See who's running? Well, Lord me, don't you know that, Cedric? I can tell you that. Anybody can tell you.
Well, don't tell me, though. It's again the rules or something to tell them.
Huh?
This is supposed to be a secret ballot, Papa said.
Well, yeah, it's a secret ballot, but that just means that you don't tell nobody who you're voting for over at the polls.
Why, sure, Cedric. It's all right to know who's running. Roosevelt and Dooley, that's who it is that's running.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they sound all right. I believe I'll vote for them, then.
Well, they ain't running on the same ticket, Cedric. Can't vote for both of them. You got to make a choice twixt them.
Oh, well, let's see, then. They're both good fellers, I know that. I've heard them talking on the radio. Good out loud talkers, both of them.
Yeah, yes, they are interesting.
Well, I'm surprised you never knowed they was running, Cedric.
Well, I knowed they was running, I think, but I never knowed they was running on our little old ballot way out here in Pine Ridge. I thought that was just in Washington or Liberty or wherever it is.
No, it's the same all over the country, Cedric.
Well, let's see then. Dewey and Roosevelt.
Yeah, that's the two.
Well, I believe I'll just take the one with the shortest name, because it'll be easier for me to learn how to spell that.
Well, that's no way to pick out a candidate, Cedric.
Why, of course not. Inside, Cedric, you don't need to know how to spell out their names. All you have to do is just go over there and write an X down on the ballot there, the one you pick out.
Write an X?
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to do that. I know how to write my name.
I don't mean your name, Cedric. I mean, when everybody goes to vote, why, they don't write down nobody's name. They just all put an X down.
They do, huh?
Why, sure.
Oh, they don't. Don't nobody know how to write?
Cedric, you still don't understand. See, the idea is now, over there on that ballot, they got little squares printed right there on the ballot, and you're just
Don't try to explain it to him now. You'll just get him more mixed up than he is already.
I don't believe you could.
Cedric, you better get on over to the polls, and they'll help you over there. They'll show you how to make out a ballot.
Yeah, that's the thing to do, Cedric.
First time and all.
Sure.
Yes, Mom, I better brush my shoes off again, though, I reckon. You fellas got one of them shoe-shining brushes here in the store?
Anywhere? For the land's sake, Cedric, you don't need to shine them shoes again. They look all right. They look fine.
Well, long as this is my first time at voting, I don't want to go over there looking shoddy.
You don't look shoddy.
I don't want the other voters talking about me.
Oh, Lord me, Cedric. Nobody ain't going to talk about you. Fact is, nobody ain't going to see you if you don't get on over there pretty quick.
Yeah. Maybe I ought to call up over there and tell them I'm coming. Sort of get myself a pint man.
You don't need to do that. Long as your name is down on the register, why, they know you're coming.
Well, I don't know whether they will or not. See, I ain't never voted before. This is my first time.
Yeah, well, we know it's your first time, Cedric.
Yeah, for pity's sake, tell us that and get on over there.
Yes, Mom. You sure I look all right?
Oh, you look wonderful, Cedric, wonderful.
I want to look in that looking glass one more time.
Cedric,
see, this is the important day in my life.
Yeah, we know that, Cedric.
Well, I think I look all right. Here I go, Cedric the voter, boy.
Well,
running the country, ain't I? Same as.
Yeah, you're helping to do it, Cedric, yeah.
Just a minute there, Cedric the voter. Take a look at that clock up there.
Mom?
Oh, my goodness, look at there. Now you did it, Cedric. You went and monkeyed around here till the polls are closed.
Closed?
Why, sure, you missed right out on voting. That's what you did.
Well, I'll be doggone. My first time, too.
Oh, me.
All dressed up and everything.
Yeah.
Well, when will I be able to vote again now?
Oh, me, it won't be for 4 years now, Cedric.
4 years, huh?
That's right.
Well, maybe it's just as well anyway. That'll give me a little more time to make up my mind who I'm for. I hate to rush into things.